we hold our sin kufta as well by surveys the sugya of divinus hakel. We mark them first. What exactly is milk and the produce that comes out from it? The Torah made the amazing bria b'kolius. They see it being boiled in the case of milk. Milk in itself has five different parts to it. Has something called protein. They are casing the whey. The second thing is lactose. The third thing is butter fat. The fourth thing is minerals. And the fifth thing is water. This thing, this milk over here, sustains life. You have a child, nurse or mother, for a couple of years, mom is precious, behemoth, same thing over here. So you can take this milk that comes out of an animal, out of a paro, and you can divide it five different times, and make five separate different types of products out of it. Do the time. First thing, you have this cow here, and you milk it. And when you leave it, the milk by itself, it naturally separates. The liquid goes to the bottom, and the cream, the shemenet, the sweet cream, it goes to the top. Separates. That means you take all the shemenet from on top, you skin it off, it's called skim milk. Get the milk over there. The stores that we buy, you either buy milk with 1% or 3%, the blue bottle or the red bottle. In essence, what they're doing, they're taking the shemenet, and they're putting inside of the milk over there, 1% to 3% of that, of the milk, is shemenet over there. In America, they have 4%. Why that's so, maybe they'll hear the Machman Zugais. So here they're 1% to 3% of air, and therefore they homogenize it, right? They put a pass over here, make sure it stays together, it's not separate one versus another. This idea of homogenizing it, they get to.
And the effort for girls.
Effort? Okay. But for the other people?
For the Americans.
Okay. Myself here, for the this idea of this pass over here is they get only to kosher animals, they get to trade animals, it naturally homogenizes itself. Not in this process, not separate. So again, so we have this idea that number one, it separates the shemenet on top and the liquid on bottom. Now you can take the shemenet, you take this sweet cream over here, and you just spin it. You take a churner, you spin it. You want to spend chalmoid, get your kids over there to be busy, go to Amazon, buy a churner machine, spend a half hour or an hour spinning it. You have to look at the chalmoid, another question. And then what happens, take this shemenet, you spin it, it turns to whipped cream after a while. And they keep spinning it turns into naturally butter. So you take the shemenet and turn it into butter without adding anything inside. It turns to butter over here. I sent out some videos on Thursday. It's a partial spin over there. When you have this butter comes out, what happens? You have liquid separating from the butter over there. In essence, this is a second separation. You have the butter from the shemenet with the water comes out, which is called buttermilk. Because the water that separates from the shemenet makes butter over here and buttermilk. Now you go to the other side over here. Take the milk that's over here on the bottom, and you put inside of it something called a catalyst, a rennet. Now this rennet, it takes the milk on the bottom, and it turns this milk over here into curds and whey. That means for the older people in America, they all know the Little Miss Muffet, Santa the Tophet, don't know what Tophet is, and they ate their curds and whey over here. What's curds and whey? In essence, they put their catalyst inside over here, and they had over here this curds and whey. Now what, in essence, what's being done over here is that the milk over here, the reason why it gets the liquid on the bottom does not get stuck together, because it has the tail end of the liquid or the protein over here, the casing away, has a little charger there that propels one against another. So in essence, what you do is you take this rennet, this catalyst, and it breaks off the tail over here of this protein on the casing, and then what happens, it starts aggregating itself, it starts curdling, that's what it's called curds, over here, and therefore it starts sticking together. It makes a calcium bridge over here. It's not gluing together. So in essence, what you're doing, you're taking the liquid on the bottom, you're putting this callus inside, it breaks off this little tail over there, and then it gets stuck together, and you're left with two separations over there. And the separation with what's called the casing itself, which is the cattle, which is the cheese over here, and you have the whey. So you have the curds and the whey over here, which in essence the curds are the cheese, and the whey is the liquid over here. So that's the third separation you do. Now, after you do this act over here, the whey, which is what we call in Hebrew the suvid chalva, take the suvid chalva, still has inside of it some protein, has lactose and water. So what you go do now is you start cooking over here. You shut it down, or turn it down. You start cooking over here. And therefore, when you start cooking something that has some protein inside, gets thick over here, it colligates and comes into pieces. And therefore, it floats to the top. You take off the thing that's on top. It's called ricotta cheese. So you have the ricotta cheese. And we have now what? Another liquid is separated out of that. That's the fourth separation over here. Then you take the whey that came out from the cheese is gone, take it away, and cook it, and then make the ricotta cheese, and you have liquid after that. So now you have liquid left over. What do you do with that? You evaporate the wood over here, you're left behind with lactose, sugar over here. That's the fifth separation. Then it comes out, you can either separate naturally the cream from the milk, the cream turns to buttermilk and to butter, then you take the liquid over here, and that turns into cheese, the fat itself takes the left behind to the ricotta cheese, those left behind turns to lactose. And the shallow the mother chew is lactose, really milk, it's not, flash is not. That's the, you know, cream from the cow over here. That's what it is. Feel it, pulling. Every time I look at the cigar, I get blown away by it. Now, first, it's the title of the Mitzvah of Sugya Shibai. What exactly is Mecholov? We learn Mecholov in Sef Hezayin over there in Sef Ches. What's Mecholov? It's Mecholov. So, first, it's clear. The Shuva de Chalbo, that's why. That means you take the Shuva de Chalbo, if that's on the leftover behind, you make the cheese process. First process. What is Mecholov? Is Mecholov the Shuva de Chalbo or the step after that? That's my place to the Sugya. Tosfos Nerosh. Tosfos says the Shuva de Chalbo is Mecholov. The Rosh says, the Shuva de Chalbo is over here, in, that's the way, but the more that comes out of the Shuva de Chalbo, that means you take your cow cheese and you have the water coming out, that's the Chalbo get out of Mecholov. That means, is it way itself Mecholov? Was the next shlav from the cow cheese? That's what I'm going to be showing them. What comes out in the gate to Mecholov, everyone agrees over here, that it's not a case of their ISO. Question, what is that? Is that Shuva de Chalbo? Or is that the case of the next shlav afterwards? Is it, or is it the case from the cow cheese? So come that what the Shuva de Chalbo is, it didn't cholv eat the rice or not, the Chalikis. The Rosh saying it is the rice though. The Torah saying it didn't rub on the Shuva de Chalbo. If you go back to look on Simpei Zayin Simchas, over there the Mechaber passed the Shuva de Chalbo as the get of the rice though. That means the case over there is way over there. That's the Rosh. Torah is over there. The Mechaber is Rosh in Yishmi Shoimer. That's how the Rosh and Torah over there says. And the Mechalov, which is not the rice, is the next Shlav. After you take the way you cook it, you separate two entities over here. Now, today they do more separations over there, a couple more, but that's basically the main mahalach that's brought down by the Rishonim of Paiskim. Now, built upon that, now you have to know there are other things. What's cream cheese? What's American cheese? What's cow cheese? What's yogurt? All these things, like vanilla, vanilla, sour cream. You have to build upon this, where, under what category to put it under. So, fine, that's Aleph and Mitzvahs. Again, so first, you have to, by now, everyone should be clear over here that three different sifim and three different Mekoros of Halacha is the Sif Aleph, the base of Gimel. Sif Aleph is again to milk with its Mishnah and its Kalab of Gedorim. Sif Beis is again to cheese. And Sif Gimel is Halacha again to Gvina. So first, the Gvina, you know, where's the Mekor? What's the reason behind it? So interesting, the Mishnah now, Choptes and Beis, come on, it says, May ma osu Gvinas of Chavim. Why do you ask for it for? Not say it is also, like all the other things in the Mishnah. It says, where did the Issa come from? Interesting, Losh Han set up over here. So where did it come from? So, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like it's a Gezer HaKadosho. It came out recently, but it recently means the Gate of the Mishnah over here. And therefore, not going to say the reason over here. Again, they point out, there's a Yishami and Shabbos. It brings down this one Yud Ches Dover that they celebrate Shammai, who goes upon it. So, far as the Maya said, where's the Makar exactly? It's our Mishnah, and it's either Gezer HaKadosho, or it's an Alta Gezer for Beis Hillel Shammai. But, so we have this Isser. What is the Yisrael behind the Isser? So, if you read, what it says, it seems to be flowing around via 10 different reasons. There's two of the Mishnah, six in the Gemara, and two among the Rishonim. And they're all intertwined, brought down. We have to discuss some more practical, some a little bit less, to go through different reasons. First, in the Mishnah, when this question was asked over here, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Shua this question, Rabbi Shua answered back, "What your maimed bekeva shal nevela." Your maimed with the keva. What that means is keva. An animal has inside of it four stomachs. The last stomach is called a keva. Now, the meal over here is not the keva, the stomach itself. Rashi Nachman, he says, the milk inside the keva. There's something called ora keva, which means the keva itself, the lining, the meat of the keva. Something called the keva. Keva means, Rashi says, the milk inside of it. Now, this milk inside of it, it has the enzymes that's coming from the keva itself. That means, usually you take a calf, the enzymes are very strong in the keva, and you need something usually to make cheese over here. A catalyst, a rennet, to break apart the tail from over here, this the protein over here, the casein over here. So the most strongest ones is from a calf. What they would do is they would take a calf, nurse its mother, wait a little bit while, just it to it, take the milk out from the fourth stomach. The milk inside there might have the koyach over here of giving the strength of the enzymes of the keva, and therefore be the rennet over here, the catalyst to break apart the piece of it to make cheese over here. The problem is, it might be due a maimin, or from a kemish on the veil, the milk inside a kemish on the veil. And why is it the veil? Because anytime we go to shechita, even if he does real shechita, the veil. I mean, he does not do shechita, otherwise, the body of treif over here. So again, that's the chashash over here. Says the Gemara, if that's the chashash over here, either mice, the milk that's inside the animal's thumb is kipirsha ba'amahu. It's a pirsha. What does it mean, kipirsha? Either means it's a poyush, it's not the good for the animal. It's like, for example, marriage line coming out of an angle. It has none of it's the veil, that is the trait over here. But the shaks, we don't drink it. But, and it gets involved in the question, he fell by a guy's orange juice or, you know, or apple juice, and he drinks it, is there any isser? Because no bottle shaks do it to him. Those kind of friends you don't want. But by myself, is there no isser per se over here? And by myself, or the word of perish, bam is a perish. Is the case over here, is it bam is garbage, and even not a get of oichel. The two ways it sounds like the more means. That's, and we learned this over here, back in Simpei Zayin, in Siftas over there. It's machlokes among the Nisa Kalim of Peter Rishonim. Was it mean pshat and parvus from our sugya? And the idea that milk inside of the animal, what exactly is it? That means over there we saw, does it mean the milk inside the stomach is dafka korish, congealed? Even in the case of solo, what's the case of liquid? With the milk they're taking out of the camels, what level is it? We'll be showing them the Rambam, the Rif, they say based upon our mission over here, that anything that comes out of the stomach of the animal, there's nothing to get out of a parish over there, and therefore you can take this milk over here, and in the case of shchiti, with this foam over here, will not be a problem on the velo. That's the Mechama Paskins. It's pure Shabbat, no problem. The main time disagrees, says the milk that's inside the stomach is not a case of parish over here. That's why I said we have more Paskins. I mean, you still pay test, the pay zayin, the Mechama says korosh or soul is getting a parish. Masha Enkin, the case of the main time is the case of korosh. However, we still have third sheet of the shach, brings out Rashi. Rashi sheet is Chazor, after Chazor, to Usa, to get Chulin over there. It comes at the end of the day, whether Koresh or Tzol is a get of milchix. Either way, the mice are get of milchix. The question is, how do you mice learn how to get over here? Over here, saying it's Kipir Shabalmo. So, as unfortunately explained before there, what do you think Kipir Shabalmo is? Not as perish. Okay, the Chazor, the word means Kipir Shabalmo. Perish means it's garbage. It's not Hashem Oichel over here. And everything should be mutter. So, Pirsha meaning, it's a yoytse that's halavi. It's not part of the animal. It's not the din of a treif over here. Not yoytse matamay tamay. It's like the mayor's line is not yoytse matamay tamay. It's a yoytse. It's a yoytse when it goes up. What's the locha? It's not an avela. It's not part of the animal. But still, it's halachix. I mean, actually making pirish meaning it's not from the good for the animal, but it's halavi. Fine. So again, we have one study of the Mishnah. What's it sad to answer? Ask the cable. Maisa Kamaluma, the Mishnah said we'd not go this reason. The Mishnah went further, so I'm sure they asked him, what's the reason Maisa asked him? Kamaluma, the second reason. You're right, the Chanami is not mitzvah. This reason asked the milk, but what happened, you might mean it with a kemis egle of Oyd Zara. You might take the milk from the egle of Oyd Zara, even with Pirish of Ami, but you have to ask him, Oyd Zara. And that the Mishnah asks, I have a kasha to Oyd Zara, Shalom will be also by Chila, also by no. I'm kind of Mishnah, when that family explains what happened, they won't give over the real reasons, they're Chadosha, people all the fuck with Pandu Gazares over here, they won't say the real reason. Fine. So, what is the real reason? I'm not going to mobbing down now that family, hey, you're sure Malevi, a third reason over here, trying the Sugya of Nikor. Nikor means the case of Giloi. I'm going to start the Sugya today at Chaburo, there's a mission in Shumo, it's a big exam, that the get to things are left over, open, whether during the day or night. When nobody's around, the get to three mashkin. Milk, water, and wine. Is it Isim Sal Sugyo Giloy? Maybe a Nokosh came, put his venom inside. It's like cold over here, it's dangerous over here. Therefore, he can't drink it. So here we have a Bayam Sal Sugyo Giloy. And the Irish Shannon bring down this is the main reason over here. The Grand Thompson is the reason. The smack, made a Paris. That's the main reason. The Taz, you read him over here twice, he says, the Chor seems to be that's the main reason over here. Now he gets a question, why is it the same reason to get the Cholo? Why do we ask the Cholo about him for? Says the Gemara walks, you might put double tummy inside. What happens to him inside Giloi? So I tell you, Flamme, it's Flamme, it wasn't inside Giloi. So why I say it's the second reason that's my double tummy? It's because the lock of Giloi is only when nobody's around. When people are around, when they get to the coin, there is nobody out of Giloi. If we have to come on to the knock, we find milk to answer it, even when people are around them here. So what happens when there are no Lechoshim around? Nice negate to milk per se. That means, we'll see, Kofta Zayin, the Mechava Paskins, Bezmanazer, which is not for about Giloi. And 40 different Shedim lines that go this way. They pass this way. I know there are those who have adapted to be Machmura, based upon the going, and Sefer, based upon the Shlom. Victory Paskin, I said, no problem. If so, this man's there. If so, this Akamar should not be a problem here. So my said, the honor of the Choshim should not be in a certain. So when he takes this, my said, point out, so this is the word. He said the Chora, and the Chora might have examined that the Zman is there, should not be a problem, because we have no Nechoshim. However, the Rabban and many parents say no. Even the Zman is there, again, we make all and kill a bit Chlolius, but not negate the Kina Zakum. Why? What's wrong with Mechalik? Say, Bishlam negate to all cases. People know when there are no Nechoshim around, they won't be Zor. But are no Nechoshim around, they'll be Zor. Be very careful. Dangerous. I call it a Kamir's Kantam Yisuro. Mashenkin, by milk, the camel would think the reason why we're being make over there, because we know there's a bunch of other reasons. So therefore, when the are even on the chashim around, also is keep being make because maybe the reason we're worrying about other reasons. They don't know that the gate milk is still going to be over there. They would come up to knock the mechalik and be mocking when the chashim around and the chashim are not around. And the true giving we make over there on the chashim, but Claudius, not the gate milk. Fine, so that's a third reason. Go on with a further, and says the chur, the sugya of giloi, why do you have this make it old, yoshin, history, or this dried out, be mutter? What says, Eilon Echel, you might see, not leave it around. We'll go no further and says, let's take a fourth terrace. It's not possible, like we had a case by Cholwakim, to have droplets of milk over there. So the question really is that a fourth terrace, or is that a hemshech? So where Rashi explains the fourth malach. The fourth idea we are. We'll worry about the, maybe the cholam coming mixed inside. Rashi, the smag, Rajbo, that's the story of the Torah. And one place it says, what do you mean? You can't make cheese over here. Cheese is not possible to put inside to make it from Cholot Tomei. So you have to worry about Cholot Tomei over here. The Shaitim we're talking about, people who don't know the facts. Not too much Shiva guys don't know how to make cheese over here. They're not people who are making cheese over here. So if they put it in Cholot Tomei, it will be Allah Adas. And I'm not saying the reason why I say it's a Tzuchai Cholot is not, it's not a new reason over here. Going back to asking the last question, you get to Giloi. I Giloi, why should worry about it for, let's just dry it out to make it old? Why well, I'm Tzuchai Cholot? Little chops is left inside over here. It's going to explain the pshat in the want to work inside the sugya of Giloi. Click the shayim, which is the fourth malach, or saying pshat in the third malach. Rashi tells you on the page. We can, I heard him say it's the fourth malach. Shayim says the fourth malach. A fifth idea, Kamal Shmuel. He says, we're worried about being maimed not in the kevo, but or kevo. What's or kevo, what's kevo? So the way how to make a catalyst over here, there are only two ways of having it. This malach hazal. Then we have catalysts and fake ones. But the Mana Chazal is either take the kevo, the milk inside the kevo, or take the kevo itself, the ur kevo. Now, if Rosh Hashanah says the ur kevo, does not mean they took the skin per se. It means the bosser. Since the bosser had no fat to it, it's called ur kevo. So you take this kevo itself, and they would the stomach of the animal itself, maybe they grind it off, maybe small pieces over here, or put it inside. Not actually the exact process over here. The AR has Omalach. The mice said, what actually is happening over here? He take the cave itself, and the mice, they put it inside. It's a catalyst. So here we're not saying it's a little getter of the milk you take inside the cave. The cave itself, the kids say Pierce Shabalmo, we must say Pierce Shabalmo by the milk. It's the itself. The itself might case in the veil. Case in the veil. And also this Malach is worked out by the Mushi Shining, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ram, the Rajbo, the Tor. And if you read the Chabad, he said that's the Ikemalach, Kemaimid Bo'ura cave over here. Bo'ura cave. The sixth reason over here is why Kimachlikim Bo'paneh B'shum L'chazer. They might take cheese, but Adah says, they put a pot in the chaz over here. So first, these six reasons, you read them slowly, the Rishon either have three main reasons, the way the Raj and the Torah say three problems, either Tzachzuchei Cholov, or Maim Bo'ura cave, or Asa Shumon, or we have the Rambam as Ura cave. A seventh reason was Mamshech with a mighty mindment of the case of Chaymitz. Chaymitz and Bayam and Sugim Yain Nesach was a question upon it. I was asked also by non Ladak Bachilo. An eighth reason, Kamal Dachma Yitzchak said, why maybe mindment of the case of the sap of an Erla tree? And upon that, there was a question over here. Let's also ask the Sugim of Tanano, Wadak Bachilo. So that means we went to get to the Mishnah 6 in the Gemara. Kamal Gushainim, there are two more Mahalchim. One is Taisovia says, that we had a kasha over here, Cholv Yevabaya. Cholv is Pirish Shavamo. So Tosfos, what are we worried about? Ask Eloi, the Amel Choshim. Ask Maim Or Kevo, we don't pass like Shmuel, no Chashash over here. Ask Asufei Chelev, well, Shaitim Askinon. So we want to tell Tosfos, let's bring Mata over here, a Cholv. Let's Mata Agvino over here. Why should ask Agvino? And we'll see, we'll get to that. We should have Mata Agvino. Said, why those are Asher? Yes, it bothers him so much. What's it sad to ask you over here? Say, no, why? Another reason. Maybe they were what they do, they took the milk, which appears from Amo, and the Melech came to Ur. They might have soaked the milk, and we do sheet an animal. It's milk inside, milk is appears from Amo. Take the milk that's inside, where the Kor sold each one onto his own sheet, soaked it together on the cave itself. Now the Kor from the stomach, the cave will go into the milk over here. Now take the milk and put it inside. Now, we always worry about milk putting inside once it appears Shabalmo, but he has a koyach in the veilo. Now, let's get in the veilo over here. Put the milk inside. That's the chash over here. Now, what exactly is the chash? Tisha is of the chash of Basta B'cholot. Beisaitu brings down the words. He said the chash is out the veilo. Beisaitu dropped the word of Tisha in the veilo. Nachem Yilabal is a Basta B'cholot in the veilo. But that's the chash over here. They sold to the milk and put it inside as a maimed over here. A tenth reason, the Shmuel and the Mordechai, he comes along and says, you know why? There's no reason to put all these things inside. But just to be maxual Kleinsohn. We know Jews can have trade things. You put something trade inside. Might be something trade. Put something over here. We'll put things over here that they'll gain nothing out of it. Just to cause Yisrael, Kleinsohn trouble. Back brings it down. And Moshe says, that's Pshad Ramo. Get them all to pay. He says, see, certain other Ramo over here. Hagam Moshe himself points out, we do not pass in this Mahalach over here. We have to look at the Chasham later on in the Simcha Yitches, Kuvites. We're not worried that going to try to get you. Have to be a case of a Revach. No Revach for my Simekel. But over here, come on, you want to say it's Chasham, this Lechachil, the sheet of air. That's some. We have to worry about going doing things for no good reason. Even though they gain nothing out of it. For the Kamala again, we have 10 Mahalachim. 2 of the Mishnah, 6 of the Gemara, and 2 of the Rishonim. Again, what's the Ikim Mahalach? You have either the Torah written down, what the Rashba says, either the idea over here of the Sukha Chamet. Or the case of Maimon or a Kevo, or the case of we of putting the fat of the chaz on top of the cheese, or you have what the Mechaber example, Loshner Rambam or a Kevo. Let's go with the Mechaber now. Mechaber example, Rambam or a Kevo. First, the task starts with two basic questions over here. One question he says, who are we discussing over here between the Velo or a Kevo? The Velo over here, why don't you ask us how to speak about the Mechaber? We're taking over here the arkeva, you put inside milk. That is putting what? The cave is the bosser of the animal inside milk over here. That's really bosser b'cholov. So bosser b'cholov should be a gzer otu bosser b'cholov. Came looking one said we have gzer otu memelo. Why not bosser b'cholov? So come on, Tesis, cosmic sound, derive it. Why? Because over here, even though it is bosser b'cholov, it's signing, it's cold over here. You make cheese in 33 Celsius, 91 Fahrenheit over here. So what's the big deal? It's called inside the mice should not be a problem over here. It's only it didn't drop on them. Okay, so covers. Did drop on over here. Okay, so mine, maybe it's sharp over here, infected with another. And it did drop on it, zero. If we're not going to make zero, up to boss of color. The veil is there ISO. Oh, there ISO, make it zero up to the case over here of a mine of our cable. The Shiloh. The other one, Simpe Zayin, Sifalef, Gideon, one of the Kiregas. So the Kireg over there, the second one, brings down this Mahalach over here, Tadasugi of Basta B'cholov. And he points out the second one, and he writes over there, Sifalef, three different times, the same question, that everyone knows that what happened to Basta B'cholov by Kovash and Malicha is a transfer time, it's not Basta B'cholov the Raisa. Now that you take this thing over here, as a Belias of inside your milk, inside your meat, what happens? You take this meat and you cook it. Or the ogre, the raisa. So you take your cheese, and you put it on top of your beef burger, put it by the avocado, and boss the raisa. So when you cook it,
not the beef burger,
you
cook the cheese itself.
Oh, cook it itself, but you cook it by itself, by itself. So, what is the Rishon want to say over here? That these sanctions, well, is why only say the same name. But two, it's trying to say the first law, what you chayshir, people cook cheese. Cook cheese over here is the buy of Mr. Raisa Mamish. That's the zero of the boss of the hollow. Regular ends of Tzarchi. Tzarchi, good question. Taz has a second way to ask this question. He says, you saw it, that this, the idea over here about by Boss Machol, since there's no Nesilis Tami, can be Michael. Bira Dover. At the end of Simpe Zayin, the gate is a circle of Maimed. Someone is Maimed in the Vela field by the bottle. Someone is Maimed in the Boss Machol, the bottle of Shisha. That's the Machaba Paskins, very restrained him. Why? What's the difference? So my nephew of the bottle, why is boss Bachalov different case in the very long? So he explained to Rishonim say, the boss of Bachalov is better, boss is heter, and chol is heter. The only time Issa is when you have a case of shishim, pachim of shishim, the sinus tam. So you have a case of a maimin, that's above shishim, there's no sinus tam, there is no Issa. If there is no Isser, so how can you Asser a Maimed of Basel B'cholov? When there is no Isser, there's no Basel B'cholov. So here's 100, 200, 300. So the Basel B'cholov, there's no Isser when there's no Messias Tam by Basel B'cholov. Mashik in the veil is Asser. Except you have a Bittel. And Sishmir gave the Bittel. Or we say, not to Mavakalit. Why? It's a Maimed, it's Choshev, it's Snicker, it's Sayyid of a Maimed, it's Snicker, I see it, it's very clear. How do we get cheese? You have to have a case of a Maimed over here. So once I see it has to have a maimed over there, therefore it's after my bottle. So you say, why is that possible b'chol? Because maimed by the possible b'chol is halacha shishim. Hagam over there, we learned over there that the Yamshu Shlomo says over there at the foot of the shaft, Ipata Ben Tam, even a veil of shishim. And also over there, the Chassam Seif is botam v'skachu b'chayshish, the other way, the possible b'chol of your elf like bottle. Fine, two different halachot. Why is the Iker, why we should not possibly know the loch is the possible b'chol is but with Shishma Maimin, not by the case of the Velo. So that's one character that Taz is. He is again, why is not Isser of Zerot Basel Chol? Two Tirothim, either because by Maimin is Batu Shishim, or because the case of Tzaynim and Tzaynim. The second question that Taz asks, we're saying a few Melchel Batel. Why a few Melchel Batel? Why? We don't call all this Batu Shishim. So again, it also Taz it to Tirothim, when he says, Maimin. This is the Makor that Maimin a few Melchel Batel. The Rabbi Marie Magash. Maimon, why? What's the Maila Maimon? The Sayyid Shabbai is that Batu Shishim is command the lesson, not here. Over here, I see it's here, it's Nikur. I can't get cheated out of Maimon. So I see it's here, it is here. I can't make known the Tam over here, but the Maimon's here. The second thing that the Taz brings up to arrive at is that you're right, it should be bottle, except the gate over here, similarly, to be Machim, away from going, Machali Akim, we're not saying it's going to be Batu Shishim. Just stay away from going over here. Pass Akim, Bishal Akim, let's stay away from going. And the second malach over here, the Taz brings out, then Huda points out, Maestro Shem, not go this way, your Magash, the Rambam, we know that whole idea over here that we have a special din that by Machala Akim not Mavakal. Rebecca Locha, but Ikim is not sticking in mind with. There's a third reason the Rajma does say over here, we spoke at one time already last time, or 2 hours ago, if you put something in Bekavono, Bedas, is there a Bittel? The Rajma was a tiny, you put something in Bekavono, the whole time a Bittel is what he did by mistake. By accident, Bekavono is no getter a Bittel. Then we said over here, by the Kavino over here, they put in the Kavon in the Maimon. There's no Gedder Bittel. We said, we learned the Lochot Sim Kufi Yudalas above over there, the Mobbing's down, then Goyim put in the Kavon, Yain, and the Kavoshim. Kavon Grandma says it's a Vov and it's a Dalit, the Lochot is a Bot of Bashishim. So as Zachorin, we see clearly that even though the Kavon, there is a Gase of Bittel, so you're not passing into Mahalik of the Rashba. That means Mahalik of the Rashba and the Ravid, two different reasons why after we have the bottle, once you mark the Machalik Akim, women's had to put in Kavanah, those are not Paskin, they could be Tazik and Maimon. Again, I think everyone knows the Kalah, but Kalah is Maimon Fib Elfly Bottle. Fine, so we went through the reasons and the heads behind it. What happens in the case where you know that there is no Chash? There's no problem. That means we discussed by Cholavakim, is like Vino of a light plug, or Kalaban Chash? And we have three Mahalchim, we had either the Pichodosh, so no Chash. We had the Yisrael over here of Chash Shvach V'Cheshvor, that's Ignat Tzadi Ramesha, or we had the Chassam Seifel Loi Plug. The question was, is Chol like Gvino? Is Gvino itself? Why Gvino itself say Loi Plug? Is it true we say Loi Plug? What is Gvino? Maybe say it's Penpon of Chash or not. So that's it, we're getting read Toysus. Toysus is very clear, it says Penpon is a Chash. Gvino and the Goyni Nabuna, not sure they are, but it's Goyni from Nabuna, the Kamal will say that there is no Chash from Chagiloi, no shash of tzuchir chalov. There's no bayam inside the shuman of the chaz on top of it. Chnam eats water. Chnam eats water. No shash. Pen pan if you have shash or not. No shash of water. The ring not taisus. Mordechai says chnami. Pen tam says mais is water. Sometimes it's the shita. There's no shash of water. Atzal sheni. The Rama means down. Chayu mixes the goyim. Some of the goyim say once chazal asked even if they put him a sub inside the mais is also. Loik look. Now, the Beis Yehuda points out that the Rambam says mixes going in, but doesn't mean that Michal come over here. Sound like Rambam passed this way. Raya, the Torah drops the word mixes and says the word goinim when he quotes the Rambam. That means the Rambam was passing this way. And therefore, the Sman, the Rambam is saying, what's the halacha? It's a leaf log. A gavi know there's no issue, no shah. They're putting a sub over here. So if in a parish, the Rambam, my halacha is going to be machmer. The halacha, the Mechab is very clear, went like the Rambam. Gav is no shah, halacha leaf log. The words that are the China, Minik, Ve'in, Lifer, Skeder. That's the Minik, not the Fer, Skeder. He does go further, unless he will mock him. He may call, but otherwise, unless he will mock him, he may call, might he have to be Machmer. That means, Even if you have all 10 mutants, you know all 10 are taken care of. Nice and Lockhart come to answer it. Come to answer it. Then what you come and say that Lockhart means Akim, with Leipzig, everyone over here agrees. I mean, Sif Allah feel Bim Mavucha. Kachumi is under some safer, the Akvaz, and there's a Nedder, the Reis, the Rabbanon. Bim Mavucha had applied. The Chakmam Shalah. Again, it means Yisrael, it means Akim, there's no Heter. Lockhart, there's no place to tell you that it means Akim, means Akim, my screen water. Thoughts are not sad. Again, we have Taisha, we have Tam, we have Koine, Nabunya, but Maestro, that's your passing clearly that way. If so, question back to what's a Chilani? What's a Mummer? That means, again, we go to Lachan Simikov, you bade by case of pass, this is a Jubin down first, and Moshe, and Maestro, and Michael. Why do Maestro you them? I can't be a Shulkin. Again, to Bishol, Simikov, Gimel, this is a Jubin down first, and Moshe, to be Machmer. Why? Because Michael, Von Davatome, we get Shulkin. We had to get to the Sheikher. By the loch and some kofi dalit is like a chloini nap, is like a grain nap, also chod pen upon the sugar past. Negate milk by chalakam, mavucha, or moisha, and we have to say little category of yisrael. I would like to be done for the double mice to be mekel. That means, again, they get milk in this country. We don't get the real mahajan levels. Those are tiny. This country is not really like in America where the loch is the seat of the chaliba mamish. Because in this country, we do not need Chol Yisrael. We need to be this what? Chol Mitzvah Sugim Chashad. That means a lot of milk companies out there, not sure which ones, but it costs a lot of money to be there all the time to this Chaliva. And therefore, the Kham will be standing upon that our milk in this country is what? It's Chol Mummer. Chol Mummer is Chol Yisrael. No problem over here. The Get our Sugim. The Get to Gvina Sakim. What is that exactly? So I looked around the Swarm. As far as I see, two Swarm Mises Kosset, Rav Yashu and Shua, Chalak Gimel, Chalak Binyamin. Both of them say the mice are local like a Yisrael. Except the mice, they also hold that way by Cholvakim. So that means, anyone who machma Cholvakim, that could shule shvili David, could be machma me also. I mean, I couldn't find one, but that's just an cheshbon shvoy. I mean, you hold a mummer by Cholvakim, who is a goy, and we can do Gvina Sakim. Fine, the mice that we have over here, the goy made Gvina. We want goy to work for us, and for us to get a lot of it. So how do we make it to Gvinus Yisrael over here? How do we matter it? So come along well, and it says very simple. What you go do, he says over here that you should see the Sias of the Gvino. See it? That takes you to the sugya of Gvinus Akum. It says you should see the Chaliva, the milking process, as Cholvakum. With Maisi, take care of both of them. Very simple. You have Chol Yisrael and Gvinus Yisrael. No problem, you see everything over here. Now wisdom of course to seeing is enough. Come on, the Shachar says, look up the Agudah, he says that. He says, you see the Chaliva, and you see the Gvino being made, it's no problem. So the Ramah is coming from Agudah. So the Shach, however, looking at Agudah slowly, he won't say it's a mistake. The Agudah is not discussing, it's not really the Ramah. He wants to argue. He says, firstly, either the Agudah, he has three truths, either the Agudah is discussing Yuchud, the Sugya and Shabbos. That means, you look up the Agudah, he's not in the Hilchus of Oizoro, the Loch over here, it's a Loch in Hilchus Shabbos. You put on the Mitzvah Shabbos over there. And therefore, you don't get one Mitzvah the Sugya Chashas of Ziv, the Venus, you want to go watch it. And therefore, you want to buy it from him and go sell it to a guy. I mean, you want to watch it Mitzvah Shabbos to go buy it from a guy to give to a guy. It's another way to learn that Gudah. Echnami, the Gudah holds to give to Yisrael, but he holds like a great tongue. And then, Gudah Nabunyo, that Echnami, holds Mitzvah Yisrael, is no problem. Mitzvah Shlishi wants to answer, Echlami is a Baya, also a Baya. Mitzvah Yidah, who owns the cheese? The Yidah might own the cheese. You don't own the cheese, no problem here. So, three ways to answer why that good is not no right accuser to the Ramah. And then we will also argue the point. He says, I'll bring you right to be Machmer. By Cholv Yisrael to make Cholv Yisrael was a Mishnah say, with two Mishnahism. Both say, if you don't see it, it's Cholv Akam. If you do see it, it's Cholv Yisrael. That means the Gedah is Rio. But can you not say the Gedah is real? Don't say that. Gedah is only Yid. It has to be Gvinus Yisrael. Mamish, buy this over here. And then he argues the point and says that Locha is to be a Gvinus Yisrael is the real of Yisrael of a guy making his nanof. Has to be a case of a bilus or the Yisrael itself makes him a pile. I mean, either he owns the cows, he owns the milks, he owns the farms, he owns the factory. Or even if he doesn't, but Maisa, he took the milk, he put the grain inside, and he made the cheese over here. Now, there those who are machmal like the Shach himself quotes six different Rishayim in the Maisa to be machmal here. He quotes the Mordechai, the Shuvas Maimlis, the Beda Shimshim, Ramon Otterberg, the Sveta Oruch, Rav Sashri. And therefore, afterwards, the Pichonish passes this way, the Lechma Ponim, the Goyim passes this way, First of all, Mishnayis, Kishnoch, they pass in the local view is that you have to not have to see it to make Mishnayis Yisrael, you have to have ownership over here. Or the see of Mamish Pahil making it over here. Instead of Shani, you read a Pesach Shuvah, it means Hulkam down. They point out, first of all, the Rambam of a Fush and Pirish and Mishnayis, you write seeing a Mishnayis enough. And that means the Ramah is a Rambam Betzim. The Bush has this way. The words of Pesach Shuvah from the Minchas Yaakov, Ein Lozes from Pesach Ramah. First of all, quotes the words of the Night of Yehuda, for a posh of meaning shloik to be a shach. That means it says we do not call it a shach over here. If you tell you goes this way, the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Graz, Gil Mashah, Zephet Tzedek, and others. In the Hilton Shabbos, the Sibin Shin Zayin, over there, Kamal Gramon, and also a single night is enough. So much as she talks like, very good. It says the Mishmur over there, says the Graz over there, Mishmur says, I ain't shach. Yes, there's a shach, just we sing is not enough. How is the Mishmur, the Mitzchus Yaakov, the Yehuda, that means the Mishmur says, the Loch is not like the shach, the real mice is enough. Chaznish, the Moshe, that's how we pass the Vos and the Chinaminik. So, mice, we have two stars over here. Is seeing the mice enough or not? The Ramah says, yeah, the Chinaminik, Numus Horror. And the shach disagrees. Mice, interestingly, even though Numus placing mice are Mekel, that's a Minik, the Choshukul said, Achtila to be Machmer, Chazbin Yom goes this way. Therefore, the OU writes in their rules over there, the Minik Mizman Zenes Kedivir Shach Achtila. So I'm not sure how the OU Kabbalah says that the many of the Kashrut organizations are to be Machmal Kachilo. So we maybe the OU level above, they be Machmal Kachilo. They come up to go like the Shach over here, try to get the Anoga of the Bailus of the Yisrael, the Sia of the Yisrael, and real Mice is not enough. I mean, you read the Swarm, it sounds like the Ikkis, like the Ramoth. However, the Anoga seems to be, and if the OU is that way, certainly all of our Swarms will be that way, they're going to have to at least be like the OU. So my, what? Yeah. Once all you, anyone above the, anyone there above has to be that way. You can't be less. So Maisa comes out to Maisa, Machmel the Shach. If so, we Machmel the Shach. How to be Machmel the Shach over here? So first, you say. We'll get to what all you is doing exactly. Good question. They have different things out there. Now, the Maisa, first, to get the Shach over here, so the Shach says ownership or even serious. You rent the cows over here, you rent the farm over here. And the Sayyid boy said the Shach is what that even though maybe you have the same shush over here, the Zal not goes there. The Sayyid boy is like Ozer. I mean, the guy we used to say like Plog, a Sovereign, but like Ozer when it's owned by the Yid. Come along with the Piskachuva, because I know you don't, Ladaka, you have to own the animal. Even just owning the Maimud, the cows that itself is enough. That means you took care of owning the farms, owning the cows, the machinery, owning the Maimud itself is enough. That itself takes you the problem. The Chazbinyam points out, before the Shach agrees, the Kuli Alma. The word of Piskachuva is the Kuli Alma. Everything agrees, only the Maimon is enough. If so, it's a very simple way of making it to agree to Israel by getting the Jewish companies to own the catalyst, the Maimon over here. Now, the Shach gets involved with what can you make making with this company over here, and is it a sham or is it a joke or is it real over here? They get involved with some of the comments over here, the Chiro over here. How do you make Kenyan? What's your Shiloh? Question is, usually when you make the contract with them, it's Dov Shloba Oilam. Can you own something Dov Shloba Oilam? So Moshe has a shuba about it. He says, Chor, Nakamat Reis, I'm going to talk about over here, like Chomis, the Sugi of Karas over here, he says, the kingdom of Dina Mochusla, nice it works. If you can make a contract on Dina Mochusla, nice, if I'm not Chal, if Chalpa, if you're Chalpa, if you're better, can you succumb to over here? And therefore, again, when you made the contract Shloba Oilam, nice, it holds up. So then there are different shubas by OU and others, would it hold up in court? Do not hold up in court? Do you need to hold up in court over here to maybe make another kingdom over here? And again, on the suit, it's not a secret kingdom, how to make it in a way that they own the right. Once you own it, no problem. That's how we make with the companies that are doing in America, making business sell. You own the right. Thanks for giving that issue over here. So again, it comes out. Lalocha l'gachilo, according to Amor, re'il is enough. To see over here, the milk and the making the venal mice is enough. Kamal shach and the swarm try to be machma, it's either bailus over here. Or to do that seal. Now, the Mashkich is not pouring the granite inside, a little tube over there inside the cheese. What they're doing before they're owning it over here.
You watch me too?
Oh, so we'll get to the next thing. Now, we come with the one that says further over here, it says that now we have either the ear of the cheese or the seal of the cheese, but let's say not see the chaliva. I mean, there must have two things. I saw the chaliva, and I saw making the gvino, or kadashach, the seal of the gvino, mice is kulach atchilo. Says Ramah further, but let's say I did not see the chaliva. What's the loch? Says Ramah, the loch is neish lahat to b'di'evet. That means again, the Moshe says, if I saw the process of making the cheese on that the Shach the second time, that means you Ramal Shitosa, you saw. I disagree seeing it making the cheese not enough, I need bailus. Finds each one onto their own, but not see the Khaliva being matter with the effort. Why be matter with the effort for us? So the Moshe himself further, why? Very simple. We can't go away to make cheese. Matthias is a person cannot make cheese from treif animals. Even Bismanazer, they still cannot do it, as I understand from what's out there. And they, even though they sell donkey cheese for $650 a pound over here, it's very brittle, crumbly, it's not kind of hard cheese over there. I got the email for the pictures for people to try. Somebody said, yes, they have treif cheese out there, but not real cheese. You know, it's very brittle, falls apart over there. They still can make real cheese over here. So, basically, you have over here this cheese that I want to make, so what could they come for? Therefore, negate the chol of Yisrael at the milk shaboy, says Ram over here, since the vada not to mix inside, therefore the look is, it should not be matter, and ask the gvino over here. I mean, the gvino we took care of by seeing the gvino. According to Shachim, made the gvino. According to the chol of I take care of it, because what are they put in for? There's no reason to put inside. And therefore, the look is, says Ram over here, but the mice no problem this gvino over here. Vushkoch, but some negle a look of the evil mice of the same there. I tell you, you can be the Taz. Taz says, wait a second. That's the main tamshik over here. It says the ma'isa, which is a chayin, not to worry about this end over here. Ask what the source will apply, the ma'isa can be makel. Ma'isa, we do not go with this, we go with the light plug. Ask light plug, we should ask over here. Ask light plug. In fact, because the kesef, come with the do chalushim, very strange over here, who he's asking, I think he's asking. So again, the two sukkahs here, this kvina zakim, this cholavakim. Kvina zakim, what's the local? You saw it. That's enough, says Ramah. Not worry about it. What about cholavakim? That's cholavakim, we don't have a light plug. Back a look, shoshes, miyasas over here. No reason to put inside of here. Might not be a problem over here. There should be no problem. But before the different couple of that, we have the locha of the Yevla Moses Beseder. Taking it a step further now, a couple of emotions says that in Sana Shlishi, did he have it? Chachilas water. I don't see the milk, but why not see the milk for it? Because why? Maybe it's Dovah Tomei. But Yoichim Nechas works. That means the miyasas over here. So here's that worst the case of Yitzhak and Nicholas. I know for sure they're not putting double tummy. Kitina Moshe Lashitosa. I know, Yidia, I'm not Sadi, I know. I know. Why in the world they put a double tummy can't make cheese over here? I know. That's Yitzhak and Nicholas. Now they're making milk, they might gain something out of it. That works. But they have no reason to gain nothing out of it, there's no point out of it. And that we should only make up the of it. So why should that be? So Moshe, I'll tell you why. We said before in the Shmuel Shito, he come up and said, maybe they're going to come to you and marshal you. Do the half is against you. So more has come to be chayshish for a bit of small sheet of whatever Mordechai. Because they gain nothing out of it. Come in, marshal you. Make a trouble call yourself here. And that's why more says only be the ever to be Michael. Not the chachilo. More says chayshish sheet of. Why should be chayshish for it? We're never chayshish. So you end up saying, "My son, Medina is more to the chachilo." If you not again, not see the milk being milk over here, more than chilo. However, again, we have a bit of small, and therefore, about nefesh should be machmer. If you get to Moshe, he goes on further. You can see what he says. He says, we have Baal Nefesh over here, and the Baal Nefesh, the Chokmim Shalom, the double Baal Nefesh, no, he can't believe in the Chokmim, even Baal Nefesh not to be Machmer. By Gvin Israel. That means, come on, it says again, you have to realize, they get Gvin over here, that the companies make, even the Nazi, the milk, it should be more to the Chokmim, Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. Chokmim Shalom, it's good to the Chokmim, Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. You have Venus Yisrael over here, but Chayk Mem Shalah, even Baal Nefesh should not be Machmer. What? Maybe for you. That's a Shito. Which we'll get to why we'll see more why exactly we have two different companies. That means in OU, they have Venus Yisrael, that is Chol Yisrael, and Venus Yisrael, that's Chol Stam. They have both of them. This when they buy, we have to be very careful in America. I know it goes on exactly in this country, but in America, you can mamash buy ha'olam. Ha'olam is Gnis Yisrael, that's Chol Yisrael. And then you buy, some is Gnis Yisrael, that's Chol Stav. Of course, how much Chol Stav is what? There's no problem, it is Gnis Yisrael. And then my Abadashi Machmer, why? It's a double reason to get to you. Why be Machmer for? Well, that's one, well, that's get to you why yes, you Machmer, you're going to and the Chedmin first, it comes out. Gvinis Yisrael on the Chol of Chayk B'mshalah for the Moshe, even about Nefesh should not be Machmer, like it says in Shuvah. You can see why that's not so practically. Fine, so my son, again, we have this head to the Kodama. The boss says, Bidi Evti Mekel, Moshe Limon Hilo Boaz, Bidi Shim Shim Machmo here. What's it mean exactly, Bidi Evti Mekel? Come on, there's Shachni, like, yes, like, three addendums over here, three protum over here, how to define the Shach over here. Number one, he says, look up the Makoshi boy, the Goish Isabet Arach, is the Goish Oshi, the Isabet Arach, put on the Dakamisho, said he Mekel only in the Hefsi Rubo. Then he says over here, it really depends, it's all part of the Chaliba, not part of the Chaliba. That means it comes out to really three levels of Kor Tama. We saw everything of the Chaliba, it's what the Achilas of Jama, Shach, and Squeeze. So part of it, that's what to be the event. So none of it is only what to be Mokum Hefsimuva. That's the first addendum. Secondly, Kalon the Shach says, it really depends how you're paying it for it. I mean, the companies that are making the cheese are getting it from the companies, the farmers that milk the cows. So how are the companies that are making the cheese paying the farmers that milk the cow? Are they paying over here by the gvina? They're paying by the volume of the milk. So the shock over here, if they're paying over here by the gvina, they'll have had to be the ever. But they gain nothing out of it. Paying by the volume of the milk, how much they're buying over here, some of the things are left over, they're in the garbage, then you don't want to have had to be the ever. Then you have a kshash. The Holy said, the Moss said, why do you watch anyone put it in for? They gain nothing out of it, making cheese. I'll tell you why, they're not one making cheese, the company's the one making cheese. They'll put inside, so this head will not apply when the companies over here are buying milk. Come to Chavos Binyom and says, if so, Bismanazer, which is also a Moshe, double cool over here. And Moshe says, why? The reason to be Mekel, he says, because you have a Maldash and a Bal Nevesh over here. Today, the way how he says, the companies are buying the volume, buying the milk. Once they buy the milk, the more milk there is, the more they pay for it. If you don't have the Yisrael of the Ramah that says, Mevada and Akkadim, they gain nothing out of it. They do gain out of it. So again, yes, or you sells, we sell, let's call of Akkadim over here. Call of Stam over here. Call of Stam over here. But Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. I mean, you lost, what?
They only want kosher milk.
That's what the Chavos Binyom says. I hear you are in Taino, but Yishlodim, that's on that. Now, Yishlodim. Now, if the company owns the cows, owns the milk, owns everything, if I'm right, I mean, if this Gina company owns everything across the board, for the Moshe, don't be Machma, even the Chol Shama here. But as far as the swarming down, most places are not that way. So back to Sol, Baal Nefesh should not buy Yisrael, that's called the Shach over here. The third thing over here is for the Shach, the Mosh sounds like Machash also, after you already made over here the cheese. Kamalong, the Shach says, that means you already made the cheese, means you already milked it over here. Once you already milked it, no one saw it, then it can be Mekel. But we made the cheese, that's no one goes to the next Shach, the cheese is already made over here. Fine. Now, so again, kind of just be practical. You go to the store, again, to be very clear, there's, when you see something that's Gnis Yisrael, everything has to be Gnis Yisrael. You cannot buy something that's not Gnis Yisrael. When it says Gnis Yisrael that's Chol Yisrael, that's the Sofa of Chol Yisrael. When it says Chol Stam over there, that's Gnis Moshe. You go another way, Pichol Yisrael, you can be even less than that. Gnis Yisrael is not Chol Yisrael. Two different sugars over here. Now, let's say a person has a case over here of Gvina of Goy got mixed in with others. So here comes the Shach Sprague Zayin. It says, the loch over here by Pass is Yoiv. By Bishul of Goy was loch of Yel Shamal Lachonim, the Shach Pass is Yoiv. They get the case of Gvina within the loch of Shishim. And it's very clear the Pass and Bishul is much more Kuladik in the case of Gvina. In the loch of Shishim. How far? We learn the Klai Svexfaker, Klai Yim Ches, over there says the Shach. As a get of a derisa mamish. I can't believe the drabon is a get of a derisa, kshash derisa. Pass a bishul as a get of a drabon and posher. Va'id, the get the kalim. We know it's a machlikis, the get the kalim by pasakim. Over here, the one, it's a ba'alif, brings down, give makim the kalim, give kalim on fire, cholom, sign case of gvino. But that's regular cheese again, you take in. You have milk of here, the cells, the shemantic away, you have the milk away, the milk of here, the cows inside, you separate the curds from the way. After you separate the curds from the whey, you have this whey. You take the whey, you can cook it. And now, what happens, you have more cheese, full ricotta cheese. And you have that, the liquid coming up, the mei cholom, is coming up over here from the whey over here. What is ricotta cheese? That means regular cheese that's coming from the milk itself. the liquid. After the process of separating the curds from the whey, you make cheese from the whey. What is cheese from the whey? Is that by alcohol bisol, by alcohol bisol, by being cooked together? So it's not as clear, because what we see now, that you have to have a specific zero put upon it. That means we didn't ask them milk that came from a cow. We asked what? Gavino and the catalyst. Or we asked them, no, chemo has been my colleague, asked it. And milk has its own column. What exactly over here is, how do you look at the case over here of whey that came out, they separated through the case of Bishel? So the Achronim grapple, how to exactly look upon it. That means first, it's supposed to get the chol of Akum, need to be machmer. Come with pre-chodesh, there's no zero. Zero is not milk, not the way they came out. So the Kaddish should not buy up chol of the chol. Not worry about Tzara Sheni. Come with Hakirulay. Come with Hakirulay. It says, why not? Same Shashi, which is double tummy. You have to know exactly what chol of Machlekes is. Again, if you give me Akum, they point out, this is not the zero, because I'll give you this Akum. Because Akum is separate the milk, not the gate to Gvino. I see the swarm that the Moshe and the Yomim, the Vavod, the discussing over here, to ask them each time to separate with them. You took the cheese out. But what happened? You had left behind the whey. Well, you do that by cooking it, so the Belias of the Gvino that is also of Gvinas Akum goes inside the whey, and now has the Koyach of the Gvinas Akum, the Belias that went inside the whey, so the quarter cheese has the Bayam, it's the Gvino that it came from originally. So, just the fact of Matthias, as far as I understood, or I do understand, based on checking it yesterday, when you make over here the cheese, it's not being cooked. It's being put into 33 Celsius, 91 Fahrenheit over here. There's no act of being cooked over here. No mavash over here. No mavash, so why will it say that at least the tab is going from the Gvino inside the way over there? I'm not clear why they're saying that for. They write, all right, if it's being cooked, what's the locha? A Bosnian will help you don't want to be machmer, and the Moshe wants to be mekel for each one's their own reason. And all right, it was cooked. Perhaps making cheese is not cooked when you get the way out. So I see it's not being cooked. But they're called. And even my friend AI said that way, but they're called that way. So I'm not exactly sure why they're going to answer it. And it was a great question. Does recorded kind of cheese over here have any of the problems? It's called a pre-chodosh.
The way
is being cooked. So then it's costing. Then it's costing. Then the pre-chodesh comes out with cottage cheese that people want to buy, it has no problem. No, sir. You mean a minute, you have no minute.
Maybe it's
cooked.
What? It wasn't cooked, it was cooked to get some cheese of the way.
Again, the way how you make the ricotta cheese is you have to cook it. The pre-chodesh, why do you cook it? He says you cook the whey, and the next shot is to separate the cheese from the well, the way you put an enzyme. The way you make ricotta cheese says, pre-chodesh says that, I think the rush already, you have to cook it already. You might have to cook it, but you cook it only in the next shot. You don't cook it when you make the cheese. Fine. Next, Siv Gimel, case of chem over here, case of butter. It means betzim, and stuff with me, chabura. You have butter. That separates, you have really shemen that separates naturally from milk. You milk a cow, you sit, you wait, close the top to shemen it, and you have the milk on the bottom. You take the shemen it, you churn it, spin it, turns to whipped cream, then turns to butter. So in essence, what is there? There is no maimon being put inside. Something put a salt for flavor, or other things inside. Better, it's pure milk, and if it's being pure done that way, it should be no problem. It's regular shemen that you churn and turn to the thing itself. The question is any is on the chemo. We have the bayah of chemos Yisrael, or is it bayah, or you have the chum of chemos Yisrael, or no, and chemos Akum is also. So first, we call it coming from the Bingdan of Safe Eating, the Bingdan of Isham, and Isham says one of the Yudhas dove over there is the case of chemo. Habib by Sol by Isham, the case of chemo. They point out it's not in the Isham in the Fenayim. Again, we shouldn't point out it's not in the Isham in the Fenayim. Second, it's not a Babi in the Fenayim. So now we shabbat for now, bavli for now. Therefore, Echrami, if we have no makar, let's go to the Svar now. We had 10 reasons why to ask the case of Gvino. How do you take these 10 and negate to us? So you just break down simple. 6 of the 10 was the case of a maimed. That means a case of maimed or cave of the Vela, or the cave or the cave of the Vela, or the cave of a Zara, or the case of being moilich, the milk inside the cave over here, or a maimed of Chaymitz, or the case of Orla. That's the 6 cases. There is no maimed here. That means right away, in the gate of chemo, we knocked away 6 of the reasons. There's no maimed. It's not like Shasha putting Shimon Chaz on top of it. So Darfur Shulchan, they didn't put Shimon Chaz on top of Chava. Why do that for only Gila? Not that reason doesn't apply. It's not the reason of Giloy. Says Rebbeinu Peretz, there's no Gumos over here. So you have to worry about Giloy. There's no Gumos over here. So really left with really one reason. Maybe they mix inside the Chol Tomei. That means all the kind of reasons are very simple. In the Shash, they mix inside over here Chol Tomei. So Kalam Miram, they get the Chemon, he brings down mixes Hagoinim, Hetiru, and mixes Hagarim Asuru. Some going in, not Rishonim, not Gemara, not Makor. Some going in, yes, some going in, not. Says the Rama, why the some going in, why is it accurate? Why? Because of the Tzatzuche Chelav Shishabo, the little droplets of milk that left in between, maybe got mixed inside of it, a Dove Tomei. You have a problem. What does the Rama mean over here? The Gun explains, what does it mean? It means the Gzeiro of Venus, the Gzeiro of Venus Akam. That means just when you ask Venus Akim, Chema is part and parcel of Venus Akim. Venus Akim, when I have a heter, I'll select quote. But also, Chema is part of Venus Akim. The way how the Rajma says, that's not the reason over here, because there's no, the whole Rambam is being mapped out, it's Maimon, no Maimon over here. That's not Pshan the Rambam. You understand that Pshan the Rambam is not inside the Venus Akim. What do you think? Of course, practically. Maybe there's no Tomer inside. That means the Mamuch of what Pshan the Rambam. Is he said the Rambam? Because of Venus Akum, but said the Rambam was no, nothing with Venus Akum. It's on the droplets inside, maybe double time over here. So we have one, the Rambam is over here. A second reason to come along to Aser is really get involved with that the Rajba is saying the slate in the Rambam is what we're worried about the droplets. Is there a signal of Bittul over here? I mean, you go back to Aloha and Simon Kovdalit over there, Sif Aleph, the Tal brings down this Rambam and this Raj over here. With something that you can see but you can't take out. For example, we spoke out, let's say you see drops of pepper all over your food. You see it. There's a bottle knocked. I see it, but I can't take it out. No way of taking it out. The drop of pepper all over your food, you can't take it out. What happens to something that you cannot take out, but you can see? Is that true or not true? Over here, so the Raj, but Shani Rama might say it's not bottle. That's coming to your mouth, and the Zachluch is inside, because you can see it, I got me, you can't take it out. Come on, the Rajman might seem wants to disagree. So what do you mean? If I can't say it's the case of Bittul. Maybe he wants us for a separate reason. Know why? Stay away from going. Achokah from going. Special Achokah. A third reason, a very important reason, is that the Aruch says, know why? Because how to make butter. You got, what is that? The Shemeh, that's cream that's on top. They want to churn it into, the case over here, into butter. So people go back to people's houses and say, you left over milk, you left over milk. You get milk from a bunch of houses, so left over Shemeh it, and make butter. So you get a bunch of people, maybe there's some, the guy got some, he cooked it with his trefus over here, maybe some dam over here, some nevel over here. Since the derech was in certain places to get leftover shemesh in different places, and those places were going, who maybe cooked it with iss over here, maybe there's iss mixed inside. I mean, nothing to do with the 10 reasons to get the Gemini's Akum. And I think over here, why? Because they got the butter that was not clean, was not processed, not clean well, and therefore the butter should be also over here. That's a Santa answer. Maisa, why to be match over here? For that skin, we have three reasons why to answer. Can either be inside the things over here dirty, or inside it's gain the idea of being nickel over here, or inside Gmina's Akum. Not Gmina's simple, not Gmina. It's if you cook it. If you cook it, it takes away the droplets over here. So for the little Tatsuke, hole over here. So it depends what reason we're coming from. Asik there should be also. After the ramp up with the rational, it should be motor. What do you make over here? So the mice come over to the parents, says very simple. We're worried about the chops over here, there's no gumus over here. No gumus. They were basically being down, not to my back, but no gumus. Another reason why is because, says the Mordechai, they're still not putting inside the double tummy. The Matisse is to make butter, cannot come from the double tummy. Can't make it that way. If the Pichos are going to start to make it, they didn't put the double tummy over here. So again, we have Machlokes, mix is going one way, mix is going the other way. The Loch, the mice had to go, the Ramon does not pass. Mixes would make sense. Those of mice who are machmer, the Rajma is about the Orach of machmer, from two different reasons. The Rajma is worried about the chashash of Chol Tomei, this event is being worried about the bleeds of Isser inside. The mice goes on Mekel, the Bain of Tam is Mekel, the Bain of Parity wants to be Mekel. The way the Rosh, for time of the Torah, he says very simple, I not know a clear reason why to Aser. However, those who are Mekel, England place. In between Loshim. I don't know why to Aser, but England place. A local mice. What do you go do with butter? So the Mechaber says, "The chema shel goy ain't moichin achir mokum shenogim oheter. Do not make him mocha against them." Now read the words, did not make a machal against them. What does that mean? That means it's mutter. Well, it means also, but those do it, keep quiet. So actually, I really heard a Rav read the machaber, read the words. The Rav said over, you see, it's mutter, like, there's no problem. You should mind to be machmer. Myself over here, come on the Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel before the Taz, and he writes, Meloshim Ein Moicha, meaning don't do it, like, don't do it. Don't do it. That means you want to know what's the lovely Techemo. I've heard them people say, yeah, Tushi Machaber, Machalikus, Meiser, mutter. No. You read it, it says, Machaber says, don't do it. Don't do it, don't make a machal against him, but don't do it. Now the Mod does go up further and says over here, those who want Machmer, be the place to them, Makel, with Samach after them, and vice versa, and the Mashke, those who make a place of Machmer, and he goes back and forth. But first, what does that mean? What Shana that on? Now that means the mission of Sochem and Dafnun that says the base of Machal. First is Machmer, something goes to place of something to be Makel. The Klal is yet to go after we came from, where you came from. Vice versa, you come to a place that's Yol's Mutter. Go to a place where you machmer, you also be machmer. You have to take the chumas the mokmi came from, and the chumas the mokmi going to. So what happened over here? Unless they not that way. So explains, look at the Makar, the Ramah, look at the Taz over here. He says, really, the argument over here as the two sides, the two sheets of the Ramah, is really, why to be machmer? That means, is the reason to be machmer, says the Taz, is out Issaveta Orach, that this place over here has a problem on the Chemo. In this place, guy, people went around, collecting over here the Shemenet. Maybe this place, the Dam, the Vela, Trafus, Bayel there, this place, accident. The other place, had a copy made over here in the bottom, did not have this problem. So the place, Rishon, who were Machmer, they mean Machmer, they agree in a place shaded to be Mekel. They agree to be Mekel, just them it seems is different. Therefore, if when this place is Machmer, goes to place like Shimon, who is Mekel, he can buy his butter because he agrees to be Mekel in this situation. Shimon goes to place in the room, and he agrees to his place, Maisu be Machmer over here. That means he's strange why watching the first sheet is where we go after where you are, because no one's arguing in din, they're arguing in what the machlokes is built upon the Metzias, what's happening in that city. Atzad Hasheni, the Yeshayim in the Ramal, it says not the way. He says Atzad Rashba, Medina, you're worrying about two words of Chal Tomei inside, so argue now with din, what we choshe for. Therefore, now look at the get din, you go to one place versus another place, you have to go to take the Chumel Mokman they came from, the Chumel Mokman they're going to. And that's first Shana Mo. Maisa, what comes out over here is that the get to Chemo, Malacha should be Machmer, a bagger, but those are Mekel, in them place. Now, built upon this case of Chemo, they have another case of Chemo, the Piskachub examined some cipher, when the case of Chemo made from the whey, and you take the whey, make it the cream over here, and it gets involved with that it's not the case of the Shemenet, there's no Maimed, there's a Maimed. They took out the Gavina, left the way behind, and what's the look in the gate? The way that turned the case of water. So it gets involved. If there's a maimed over here, you buy a mitzvah, so you can maimed. There is no maimed, making the maimed should be mutter. He said, if a b'di'eved, not to make confusion over here, not maimed, not to mechalik, and not to aster, the kingdom over here, not negate the true voice. Why do you have to know exactly what case is practiced today? And again to us, the look is again with machmer. However, what's the look in the gate to the official? I mean, you come to Mavashlit, what's it then? So Machlokes Rashba versus Rambam. The Rambam says if you Mavashlit, either Mitzvah, either Maisa said to be Machmer, or we have to be Michael. The Rashba disagrees. The Rambam says it takes care that the Tzuchai Cholov, Mavashlit, burns out, disappears over here. Mashiach, the Rashba says to be Machmer. Lalocha, what to do with Chem that's cooked over here? So the Machabah says, Mavokum Shein Minig, what's the Locha? A person might say can be Michael. I mean, Pashas, America, there's called there is no meaning. Therefore, a person of Maisi can be Mekel. Someone from Chodesh disagrees. It says, not only that, even there is the Minik to be Machmer to be Mekel. There's no Sati Machmer there. That means the Machlok from Chodesh to the Machabe is to be Machmer when there is a Minik. Chama says, when the Minik be Machmer, no Minik be Mekel after Bishel. Chodesh is not the way. Maisa, why to be Machmer? So come along the Peskachubina and the Yudah. Why? It's a Rashba. That means to disagree with the Pichadosh. Say the Pichadosh, you want to be Mekel across the board, whether it's Minigan or not. So, no, Maisa Rashba says, maybe I have an Issel here. And then it's Tadir Rashba be Chodesh, but at the end of the day, there's no meaning to be Machmer, first can be Mekel. That means first, I'll be Cheshman Shabbat, any place in America, for the Chem over there, if it's Mavoshel, should be Mutter Lechachilo. Any Chem in the Yibash, Mutter Lechachilo.
What kind of a bishop?
We'll get to more. Now, again, the word of the Mechab Batim is in Bishlach, Losh and B'di'evet. If you cooked it, it's mutter. However, they point out, look at the base Yosef, his words are even l'chachila, and therefore the Mor says, even the case over here of l'chachila. Even l'chachila, he can't do it. The Gam that point out, the Taz doesn't happen to be so, even l'chachila. He said, l'choy v'baya, of what? It's a stuchay chemeh, it's a stuchay chol, there's books inside over here, and therefore he'd be mevak l'isser. Once again, the Rabbi says, he can l'chachila ki mevash, why? Can he hold to mevak l'isser l'chachila by the obans and water? We hold now look at Simitak Tesivov, the Vatal Dabolans, or Osir. If so, how in the world could we come along to be make all the other Vatal Isakhilo? I got me, look at the Taz and Sadek. In Hanukkah, I think he's making about the Vatal Isakhilo. But my idea is everyone wants to say, cannot do the So Betsam is a Kasha, how can you Vashal the Khilo? So the Shach and the Khun is the question. And we really have two Turotsim. I mean, Shach, Ramah, Beseish, Bismet, they all say two Turotsim. Number one, are you really being mavakulah, sir? Or are you burning out there, sir? You have no kavod mavakulah, sir. When you cook it, it evaporates, it disappears. No kavod mavakulah. Disappearing is ain't kavod, you have no kavod mavakulah. Second, you mentioned before, the Shach says, who said there is it, sir? We're choshet, sachzuchay, chol, is inside. And if it's tamay, do you know? Maybe there isn't. By selfic, a mavakulah, sir, hold the mavakulah, sir, drop on, some valakulah. They have come on the chana say, like a tchila, person can be mavashim. So now the question is it true? What is the Metzias slave negated to our butter? Is it cooked or not cooked? So come along the Chavka, he says, the Maish Metzias is, it's cooked. Come along Chesbun Yomim, and says, the Maish Metzias is, it's not cooked. So I have two Svarmas. They says, the Metzias is very clear what the Metzias is. I don't know. So Maish said, there is a question, is it cooked? But each one has another point. That means the Chavka writes, Abad is cooked. However, he says, they all other butter, all butters have other ingredients. So you have to make sure it's kosher, and you cannot buy stamped butter from the on the shelf over here. That's, you know, chal, mice and water. Vosh will be no problem. Why, he has a list of ingredients that they put inside. So many things you need hashkocha on the butter. The chal to b'yom, when he said mice, it's not cooked over here. So you won't have this heter, the chatchila chal pachas. He said mice, he heard that even though it's not cooked, but they dry out all the butter before they make it into the butter over here. And they will have a hetter because they not they cooked it to get out of the tzuchei chalov. It got dried all out when they're processing it, so they don't have the tzuchei chalov inside anyway. So they come along, the chavkei and malka chalov yom, at the end of the day, shna tzuchei chalov, but you have to worry about the other ingredients anyway. Shmati, I see also in print, that one of the differences between Rabbanut, Rabbanut Mahajan, everyone wants to know what's the problem with Rabbanut. I can be sent upon it, you know, especially I won't eat the meat, you know, I mean, what's the problem over here? I'll eat parable, I'll have some, maybe milk, mabaya. So you already mentioned, first of all, if anything has gelatin inside, point to Abunot, it can be made from chazer. Fine, so we're going to have all of us, my son, Machmed, have gelatin inside, you want to have your bazooka come, mabaya. This used to be a mashad now, but used to be a baya of chazer inside. No thing, when the shoot is around, there's seven going to have to mechiro, everyone is not seven going to have to mechiro. I'm going to is Machmed, but I have to mechiro. The third thing, when you're listening to Bishal Akum, they were assembled upon the Ramah, the Rabbanut, to light upon the fire by it. And the Abu Mahajan says, no, you have to mashkiach, they're putting the food on top of the fire. So again, the Ramah is a bar sampha. We pointed out, we learned the sugya is against the Yamshu Shleimo, and the Taz, and the Shach, and the Goyin, and the Chach Mazodam, the Pimagon, and the Tversol, the Rino, we should not be go like the Ramah. So finally, they have a Ramah. But we point out, Ashtramach says, it's very nice to have a Ramah. But there he writes in Shuvah, the Chelekei, that hundreds of thousands of people in this country who have on the Tudah, that says the Yisrael, the Jew, mice the not Yisrael. And therefore, so they have a Yid putting on the fire, sent upon the Amor, which is again the Tasyof, because both by skin, and that Yid is not even a Yid. And usually it's even a Mumar, which another problem, he says. No, the Rambam stores over here. You can't tell them, you have to take anybody. So you have this guy with an earring tattoo over here, that says he's a Yid, that's putting on the fire over here. If I have a Tabish Yisrael. A fourth thing they point out, the Rabbanot, they have cholva. They have chemot imekel. Every time they have butter over here, they only have Rabbanot, Ashkocho, they have the chemot maizel chemotakel. Mabaya, maizel chemotakel, or ashlet, or it's only maizel going over the maizel imekel. Ashkeg, the Rabbanot Mahajan, make sure the case of chemot yisrael over here. The get to chemot, it comes out over here that, again, it's a chumro, and therefore, the get to bittel, the Taz and Shach says, the bittel is the gear to roiv. Agam is enemino, the bottom of the case of roiv. And then we're learning the sugil chanan. Go back to the Pesach Shuvah and see what Kofi obeys. Over there it's the Kon Hei. Over there he writes, by pas, there is no chanan. By bishol, there is no chanan. And by chema, there is no chanan. Why? Why about these three things? Because the loch is ain't it's bot beroyv. There's no chanan. Pas bishul and by chemo a bot beroyv. And the only reason why I say chanan is why by shayshim ot bot becholim. Bot becholim is shishim. You're also shishim. Here's bot beroyv. We won't have an example ot bot becholim. Therefore, there is no such chanan by the case of chemo over here. Negea to the kelim shiboy. So again, go back to Amor. You know, he's very clear. He writes the get to gvino to be machmer. The get to chol to be machmer. The get to chemo when I'm machmer. Before Shem over here. Next thing, we have all these soft cheeses, cow cheese and cream cheese. What exactly are soft cheeses over here? How do you apply the get to us? That means, is it in the category of cholov? Is it on the category of kavino? Is it category of chemo? Is it a category of fiatsmoy? No zera put upon it. What exactly is it? So first, what is soft cheeses? So based on what the tshuva is right, there the way to make cheese, you have to put in the catalyst. The way how to make, let's say, a yogurt or these other things, you do not put in the catalyst. It naturally ferments itself. You keep it around. Nice, it changes by itself. Ferments by itself. And therefore, I'm actually writing tshuva in the Yodei Chalbein to get a cow cheese. The Chal Alfa writes about cream cheese. And the Chalbein goes back and forth about this. What happens if something be'etzem ferments by itself? I mean, yes, it does change. It does break apart. You just leave it out. Or you put in certain temperatures. Without putting a dovechit suddenly inside, it changes by itself. How do you look upon it? Isn't nice? There is a maimed here. It's a maimed smino. Or I say, no, the maimed has to be an external maimed that you put inside, and they will just smoke. And they won't have this problem there. So how do you look at something that has an internal process that changes by itself without something external? What exactly is it? That's the mavucha among the tshuvas over here. How do you look at soft cheeses? They point out there's already a advance, especially in case of yogurt over there. It says at the end of the day, safe study, it's a maimed. Gvino. Gvino's aqua. Gvino's soul. We have a lektug over here. And therefore, anything that changes, that itself, a garment's internal over here, ta'aser. Seems to be the Chokh Mazon wants to go this way. Ashar Sheni, the Gen Sugi of Kutach, how exactly they make it over here, one in Bayav, Vinas Akum, comes with Pichodish and says, if there's an external maimed, you're right. With an internal maimed, and those there, the Chazal, there's no problem. The Lokh and Simon Kufi Beis, the Chamin Zan, the Gen to Kutach, the Gen to the Pass over there, you have to worry about the Pass, no Pass of Bittel. What happens to the Sugi of Vinas Akum? Says to Pichodish, no problem there. Why? Because it's internal over here, no problem. And therefore, the Belsky writes that the cautious organizations, he writes really, this is true 20, 30 years ago, that for already 60 years, everyone understood and held that something's an internal over here, it's not the chumah of Nizak over here, it's no problem. If it ferments by itself, you have Henkin or Tuvik Goldstein and of Shekhar all come over and say the mice, there's no problem. Again, we read a tshuva. He discussing again one tshuva about cow cheese and one about cream cheese. Then the day he goes back and forth and says, true a salad you make, the end of Elam Chois. Not to make him a chug against those who are make him. That means saying like a chula, to be machmur beer. The Zarfa Shulchan, he writes about it, it seems twice. One time it sounds like being make him, one time being machmur, by case of Sal Milk over there. And you want, goes very well by Richas, Chatzman Yaman has a long view about this. Of course, he ends over the end of the day, it's Sarachin over here. But he gets involved with exactly different processes, how he gets involved with the process, how they're making salt cheese. He does say, I am the Meister. Today, practically, first when they get milk, you know, they cook it to pasteurize it. It's so it won't naturally ferment and turn to yogurt. So they have to put a double chit inside it now. So what kind of, maybe today our soul cheeses are worse because you need a double chit because they kill the double chit by pasteurizing it. So no, you say no, once the mint, that it could have done it by itself, but God needs some add to it, it should not be a problem. Boy, they want tiny, even though today they might put a double chit outside to quicken the process. Fine, but it will happen by itself. It will happen by itself by 2 weeks, you did it in 1 day, 2 days. But by essence, the thing itself does not need you. Instead of a maimed is what? It's nicker that he needed you. It's not nicker. It's not nicker. However, he does end off, let's say, for example, cream cheese or cottage cheese. It's first they make it, then afterwards, what they do, they put in more milk afterwards. That's after they already made it already, put milk inside. That means the Amor came along and wanted to have the heter. They get the Venus Akim might not sing it to make up the event, which is even like a kilo, except for Yerushimayim. What could the body not be? My Arab inside double atomic is making cheese over here. You took away the Amor's head to body not put in double atomic. The head to a Chalk of Mishalah over here. You want to have to have more, the body wouldn't put inside double atomic over here. And therefore, they get involved with exactly the processes and reading the cheese over here. Each one says the other person got the wrong process and how to make the cheese over here. I'm not sure exactly how they're making these soft cheese over here. What to go do to get this cow cheese, cream cheese, gozaimo, what exactly it is over here and how to apply it. That is an example. Something that's called Philadelphia cream cheese. For some reason, the Israeli companies cannot make something like Philadelphia cream cheese. Don't know why. But everyone, it's great. Philadelphia cream cheese has an OU upon it, it's imported, and the question is, Lamaisa, is it Venus Yisrael or not? To need the Chumot Venus Yisrael? No, it's cream cheese over here. So those who are Medakti and Machmer, Kodak Moshe, Ein Limchlech, Lamaisa, and you do not have a Chalik Mishalah, maybe, but you maybe have a buy over here. Moshe is the question, too. He says, I did not say not Laheter, but it's never Toy Lachmer cream cheese. Though he was not following Moshe, he gave a shkoch upon it. So it comes out, Belsky says, Maisa, no problem. That means again, the Philadelphia cream cheese, a lot of us are brought up on that. At least know about it when they see it. The other stones they see, they import it now here. You have to realize that's true. It might be like a kilo 100%, but might not be. Might be a very important problem.
There's
a
triangle K
on
the circle. It says
triangle
K on the circle.
Okay, it says. Okay, but Philadelphia cream cheese says triangle K on the circle. And America?
Okay.
Oh yeah, fine. They make a special run for Eretz Yisrael. It's such a big
triangle K.
Okay. Actually, there's something called triangle D over here also. That the triangle K is running. The triangle D, we're not triangle D over here, and therefore they're not machma like we're machma in the Chol Yisrael. Well, this one wrote down. But nice to just go back to the case of Kutach over here. We had a look at Kutach, the Simur Kufi Beis and Sifu Dalid. Then the Chavim makes down the gate to pass. You pass it, put it inside the kutak, but the goy takes it out. Not worry about it, because I'll pass the bottle. What happened to the kutak at the gate of Cholabak, the Nidasak over here? So they come along with the ties over there, so they come up to Machmak kutak, and they throw all the kutak over here. Because Yaakov, the shak says nothing, the shak says over here, that the shoe of the Chavim that's inside is bottled with me to command the lesson of me, not to worry about it, can't own by a goy. Now, build upon this case of Kutach, what is Kutach? I don't know what Kutach is. There's somebody sugis over here, something lumbish, a dip over here. What exactly is it? So I see that even the Achrim don't not clear. They smell what kind of was Kutach. He said it's Zeh milch, sour milk. Sour milk, said the Chalt of the Yomen. And that's what Kutach is. We see that something's a Maimim Mifnath, we're not to worry about it. It's a Klobeis Mer, a Kutach. We have a Shach over here. Maisa Chalmudom says, what is it? He said it's cemented. It's cream over here. Shemetet over here. Therefore, there is no maimed over there. So you have no raya. So what exactly kutach is, we machlik is a raya, do we have a raya to the base me? We have a raya to the chalm zon, we don't have a raya what exactly it is. Which really leads now to the question, whipped cream. What exactly is whipped cream? Do you have a baya over here? Now, the Orch HaShemot says, well, if it's very thick over here, and you cannot make whipped cream out of something that's trefe over here, only something that's kosher over here, we have no gzer put upon it, my should be mutter. Okay, so Chemo will call about this. The Masham says, well, the Yisrael Shibai, maybe that's Tuchay Cholbim inside over here. That's Asirit. That sounds like, can we make our own Archoko based upon the Tuchay Cholbim that's inside over here? Masham says, yeah, for sure, what title might take it? Negera to buttermilk. What is that exactly? It's made butter, and the milk came out from it. So for the category of milk over here, that became the Cholbim Yisrael or not. Also a question. I don't like discussing exactly American cheese. What is American cheese? How do you make American cheese? So first of all, American cheese is really, it means processed cheese. Processed. In essence, what is it? It's all the different cheeses put together, all the leftovers, and they make cheese out of it. So is that gvina, is that cholov, is that, what problem is it? Is it, does it have a problem? So again, the Chalk B'Yomit says, has a myelin, has a chasara. Since all the cheese are mixed together with the pap chalav, now they cook everything together. So one of the terms again the Moss says, why do you make on cheese? Is why because chiala das, you can't have cheese over here that's tomei, cannot make tomei into something that's kosher over here. Then can be make on. Over here they're taking all these things mixed inside, including a pap chalav. Now powdered milk you can make anything, chazer also. What makes chazer? What do? You take milk from chazer. You dry it out, it's powder milk. Milk from cow, dry up powder milk. And so, now what they're doing, they're taking all the cheese and they're cooking it all together. It's a cooking process, not a maimed process, a cooking process. Of course, you get cooked all together, you have a pat chalav, it's made from chazer, it's mixed together. So it says, Sometimes we don't, but if you make a lot of cat kalav, that's really fine, no problem. You're like most poskim that the Chachadish says, why do you make up on it? So you have a, now baya, American processed cheese, has a big problem over here. So that's what you call me so. It's cold over here. Tell me the chok from Shalai, you have to know that so, how they apply it over in the gate American cheese. If they have a chok, maybe. They don't have a chok, maybe not. I don't know what the chok over here is. He said, my say, we also have a milo over here, says the chok of the oven. There are no gubois over here. Right, cheeses have gubois, have holes inside. Therefore, maybe that's too chok in between. Our cheese does not have it over here. Nice in America, they have American cheese. And it's Gvinus Yisrael, it's a chok Yisrael. I'm not sure, I don't know the facts. I know by the other cheeses, there are two types. There's Gvinus Yisrael, there's chok Yisrael, and chok Yisrael. By American cheese, what is it? So it's always called the stamp inside?
Millers.
What's Millers? He said it is. Very good, very good. Perfect. Mike said there are other cheeses to discuss over here. Again, there are the same called Akin Kilkas that discuss all the different cheeses and practices. I can show them how they it's brought down over here. But Mike said we just finished Kuftezvov. We're starting now today, Kuftezayin. Kuftezayin is Sugil of Sakono. There's a little bit on the page, there's a lot off the page. The whole safer we're drawing a lot of 200 pages about it. Maisa, what we're doing is the next 10 days is Sakono, then 10 days of Chazaro, then we're having a test in some Kufyun Beis, till Kuftezayin. That means Pasakim, Mishlakim, Sheikher, Shamashkin, Cholavakim, and Sakono here. That means certain people, once you finish the page of Kuftezayin, start Chazaro, Kufyun Beis, Kufyun Gimel. And then Taka, the test of Medishim, of course, the day after Shavuos will have a test over here. The after Shavuos for some, the 2 days after Shavuos, but some for most of us, hopefully. Fine. Medishim, fine. Axlocha, we're starting to come now.